Percussion group Cincinnati was founded in 1979 and consists of the members Alan Oddie, James Cully, and Russell Burge, all of whom are faculty members and ensemble in residence at the Conservatory of Music of the University of Cincinnati. Their daily rehearsal schedule is supplemented with teaching and coaching of young musicians, many who have gone on to professional careers in creative music, in teaching, and also with major symphony orchestras. They are also special guests with the NMU Music Department's Cyril Concert Series and the Cyril Endowment for the Arts. Percussion Group Cincinnati performs Social Justice Tuesday, March 26th at 7:30 p.m. in the Reynolds Recital Hall. They're also live in concert Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. also in Reynolds, and they'll also be a part of a Day of Percussion Saturday, March 30th, 2019. We are fortunate to have one of the members of the percussion group Cincinnati, Alan Oddie, in the studio with us today to talk about these performances and the philosophy behind what they do and how they extend their musicianship into other areas of social justice. We're also joined by Dr. Jim Strain, who is a professor of music here at Northern Michigan University, and much like the percussion group Cincinnati, he has also been a member of the Percussive Arts Society. Alan, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with this week of percussion?
Jim invited us to come back up. The group has existed for about 40 years. Jim was actually in one of our early classes at the conservatory in Cincinnati. The group is based on the idea, kind of our idea decades ago, that string quartets have historically been members of university faculties. Mm-hmm. And we thought that by the late 20th century that should also be possible for a percussion group. And the University of Cincinnati, the conservatory there, hired us back in the late 70s. We had already existed as a group. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. We've been an ensemble in residence there, traveling the world pretty much, but half of our life is rehearsing and traveling and concertizing, and the other half is attracting good students who then go on to be professors, even doctors, in strange, faraway places.
Right. And it sounds like in your travels, you've been to a lot of different places, too. How did you get involved? Was that your previous connection with Dr. Strain here that kind of connected the dots with the Cyril Concert Series and bringing you and your trio to NMU?
Yes, it was Jim who gave a call and said, we have this series, and could you guys find a week in your schedule that you could come and think of what different kinds of events that you could educate and entertain the local people with. So, yes, it was upon that invitation, and the dean of the music school was very very supportive of the kinds of things we were proposing for this week. Mm-hmm. So that's how it came about.
Wonderful.
With another former student who actually got his doctorate in Cincinnati, John Lane, and I have been for about the last 10 years involved with a national organization called the Innocence Project, which is lawyers throughout the country who do pro bono work on having people, helping people with post-conviction DNA evidence, looking for exonerations, because one of the huge problems in our incarceration situation in this country is so many people who are actually wrongfully convicted. Mm-hmm. So we have developed a performance piece all on this subject, two percussionists and computer tapes and lots of texts and such things. So I'm going to do some excerpts from that tonight and just speak about the idea that musicians have very special skill sets, and we don't really need to be volunteering our time as data entry or fundraising, or there are kinds of things that many people in society need to do to help in all kinds of different projects. But we've found, how much it's appreciated that people in fields like ours, professional musicians, what we've been saying is sort of the idea of raising your voice in the name of something other than yourself, because in the era of the internet and publicity kinds of things online and making careers, it's comes to be extremely important to find other ways to use your talents.
Sure. And it sounds like you're using your talents and your connections for good social change, social justice, making sure that music and its connections can provide all the different kinds of ways to really help society at large.
Everyone would have different issues which are closer to their own experience, and this idea of wrongful imprisonment just happens to be one that John and I came upon, and we've traveled throughout the country already doing this in many different contexts.
Wonderful. And along with that, there is another concert that's going to be put on this Friday evening as well. Both of these events, the one tonight and the one on Friday, are both at 7:30 p.m., and they're in the Reynolds Recital Hall, I believe?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And we have Dr. Jim Strain in here as well. He's our percussion extraordinaire here at NMU and the School of Music. And we also have another event that's coming up this weekend, too. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the UP Day of Percussion?
Yes, since Al and the other two members, Jim Cully and Russell Burge, were going to be here this week, I had been encouraged by the Michigan chapter of the Percussive Arts Society, which is an international organization of all the percussionists and drummers throughout the world everywhere. I'd been encouraged to perhaps do what we call a day of percussion, and that's an educational day where university professors, university students, high school educators, high school students, middle school students all get together and we celebrate percussion by doing various performances and clinics. And so I worked it out through funding with both the Cyril Foundation as well as the Department of Music and the Percussive Arts Society to host this day. And so we have a couple of different universities that are bringing students and performing. There'll be ensemble performances. And I have probably about 10 middle school, high school, and university students that will be playing solos. That will be in the afternoon. The first thing that opens is the percussion group is going to do a concert that starts at 10 o'clock, just a 30-minute performance, and then each one of them will do a clinic. Al will talk about social justice. Jim Cully will be talking about percussion rhythms a little bit and working with some of the students, and Rusty Burge is going to do a jazz vibraphone clinic, and that takes up the morning, and then we start with a drum set clinic by Scott Pellegrim, which is an NMU alum that's one of the largest Instagram drummers if you follow him. It's just a total sensation with that. Just awesome player. Very inspirational, creative person. And then Keith Leo, who works with the Zildjian Company, and percussion people will know that as a very famous cymbal name, who also teaches at the Interlochen Arts Academy. We'll then do a clinic on concert percussion and accessories things. And then we start our concert that afternoon at about 2:30, I think.
Wonderful. So that's really a jam-packed full day for percussion fans, percussion students of all ages to come down. And that'll be at the campus of NMU in the Reynolds Recital Hall, again, starting with that 10 a.m. performance. And it goes until about 4 p.m. with the various clinics and performances all throughout the day. And that's Saturday, March 30th, 2019.
Yes, and we'll actually do a registration with people that are coming in between 9 and 9:30, and then sort of an orientation of welcome and stuff beginning at 9:30. And then that first concert kicks off right at 10.
Wonderful. So dates to put on your calendar this week, we have today's day, and that'll be, again, the Percussion Group Cincinnati performing social justice this evening in the Reynolds Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m. Also, they will perform live in concert this Friday, the 29th, at the same time at 7:30 p.m. In the Reynolds Recital Hall. And then again, the UP Day of Percussion the following day on Saturday, March 30th. And all of these are brought to you by the Cyril Concert Series, the Cyril Endowment for the Arts. And we also want to thank the NMU Department of Music for their help in facilitating all of these events. So if you're a fan of striking a drum or hitting a cymbal, or if you're a drum enthusiast or an aficionado, these are events for you. So make sure you come out to the Reynolds Recital Hall this evening for Performing Social Justice with the Percussion Group Cincinnati. I want to thank Alan and Jim this morning for talking to us a little bit about the events this week. Is there anything else that either of you two would like to add about the events?
I just want to add one simple thing, which is all of these events are free and open to everyone. Please come.
Well, thank you again, both of you, so much, and we'll look forward to lots of great bombast of drum hitting and all kinds of good things.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt.